Hey guys, this is the Black Mirror After Show, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Black Mirror After Show, Season 4, Episode 5, Metalhead. I'm Adrian Snow, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrian Snow, and here's where my co-host.
I'm Olivia Gabri, you guys can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, @_O_G.
Hi people, I'm Erica Edwards, you can follow me on all social media at Erica D. Edwards, that's E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm Steve Kaufman, find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman, that is K-A-U-F. M-A-N-N.
I feel like we're doing talk radio. First thoughts on the show? No.
Out of all of them this season, I liked this one the least.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be the resident defender of Metalhead.
For real?
I didn't think it was as bad as Well, it's like my second least favorite of the six.
Okay.
Because I thought Archangel was worse than this, but like the thing about a lackluster Black Mirror is it still leaves all of its remnants around. Like, its intentions are all there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I value it as good filmmaking with well-meaning intentions to be a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favorite. I wish they kind of opened up the world more. So, if I had a better understanding of why there were these mechanical dogs who blew people's heads off, I think that would give me more empathy for why these people chose to go out into this world for a teddy bear.
Yeah, so. I couldn't understand what I was like. What the heck is going on? I needed I thought at least by the end we would get a larger understanding or a little more context, because I love really anything that you have that moment of like, oh, now everything's coming together, and I feel like I never got that moment.
Yeah, I get that they're trying to say that technology has kind of taken over and that these dogs are just out of control AI, basically. Mm-hmm. But I like a little bit more origin story, you know? And so I think it's something where it's just a bit rushed. If USS Callister can be an hour, 15, hour and 20, then they could give me an extra 5 minutes to talk about why the world is the way the world is for this particular episode.
But with their intentions, which is what I'm judging them on, if their intention was to make us feel as unsettled as these characters feel in this world, and probably uninformed, because if the drones, let's say, tomorrow decided to just go after all the liberal people, we won't know. Us liberals wouldn't necessarily know. We would know drones are coming after us. So I like how we were kind of left in the dark of this episode of, like, all we know is that the dogs have taken over and that the characters are running.
Yeah.
And from a narrative standpoint, that's all we kind of need to know. I think Black Mirror gives us way more that with this episode, we're all just like, wait, that's all we get?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. They took a lot out. It was black and white. That was different. So anyway, so we start the episode with Clark, Anthony and Bella, and they've decided that they need to get this thing, and I think it's I want to say Clark who's hesitant, or Anthony's the white guy.
I know. I'm like black guy died Clark first, like they usually do, right? I
think. And there's a Tony. There's a Tony and a Clark.
There we go. So Tony. Okay, so Clark is the one who's hesitant. Clark is like, I don't understand why we have to go get this. The so-and-so is going to die anyway. At this point, we don't really know who they're talking about or what the instance is. But Bella thinks that they should do it. You know, they should support making it as easy as possible for this person to go into passing. And at this point, we still don't even know why they're so afraid to do this. And so they go into the warehouse, and they're looking for the box, and it has a code on it. And when he pulls the box away, what did you all think it was when you first saw it?
Like a bomb? Or like a camera or something? I don't know.
Like, because it doesn't really look like much of anything, right? It's just kind of like this thing, and it blows up.
I just knew they were scared of it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
because at that point, it was dormant. Like, the legs weren't
Yeah.
The legs weren't even there, that I think it was at that point, it was just this giant metal hunk where it's like, what? Why are they scared of this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just thought it, because that was the point. It shot those.
It shot up the little thing in the air.
The little thing in the air. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was attacking them. You know, maybe an alien or something. I mean, at that point, I wasn't aware that it was a dog, but I thought it was, you know, something that was attacking them.
I've got, like, this is kind of weird, but I got, like, Amazon vibes. I felt like they were in a warehouse, and these were, like, you know how Amazon has drones that just, like, drop things off? Mm. That's what I was thinking of when they were in there. And then that thing woke up, I was like, oh, it's in charge of the warehouse. Like, it controls all the boxes, and now the people are interfering with the boxes, so maybe they think it's thinks they're stealing or something.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
But I think that's the point. Like, yeah. I think there was a certain level of you don't always, like, there's a certain uncertainty that you're not always going to get to know. It's just, it's a thing. It's attacking us.
Yeah.
In that regard, we actually learned more than I thought we would. I thought they wouldn't give us anything.
You mean?
That, like, we wouldn't get any exposition of, like, no, they're dogs and they shoot the tracker at you and this happens and that happens. Like, at least we got exposition of what the tech of these dogs are and how they can interact
with humans. Kinda. I mean, when it shot the shrapnel into his face, I was like, oh, that's an interesting choice. I didn't really get it was a tracker until it happened to her a little bit later. But, so anyways, yeah, we call them dogs, but they're just animatronic, four-legged.
It's got to be an acronym. Robots. It's got to be an acronym for something.
I guess, but it was kind of like, I guess because it kind of moves like a dog, we called it a dog. Kind of moves like a chihuahua, whatever. They immediately start running. He falls down, and what I was not expecting was for this dog to have like a gun and just blow his brains out. Because, you know, I've seen, like, I don't know how you all. I've seen some violence on Black Mirror. Not a ton. It's not, like, always, like, blood and gore. I mean, before even Black Museum, I can't say there's really any episode that's made me cringe so far because of the blood and gore.
Yeah. Right?
I think that's fair
to say. Yeah, I don't recall anything really making me that uncomfortable.
It's not really that kind of show. But when they shot his head, I was like, oh! Oh, okay. They showed it. Like, there's, like, a hole there, and there's, like, blood coming out. Even though it's in black and white, it's still, like, this is a visceral moment. And then the dog goes on the chase, and it's, like a kind of sad Terminator chase, where you remember from, like, Terminator 2, when it's, like, he's, like, chasing the car, and he turns into liquid, and maybe that's past some people's time. Anyways, we get through all of that just to see him blow someone else's head off. And then start the car and run her off the road. And, like, this whole time I'm like, what is this even about?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the whole time I'm like, this is okay for, like, a horror movie. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I felt like. Like, when you watch some of these outside of, like, Jason or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't watch a lot of horror just for that reason. Because, like, oh, yeah, you show up someplace and you could get killed if you, like, you open the wrong box. You go in the wrong way. You happen to be black. A lot of these things will get you killed in horror movies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's kind of how it went. So, I mean, I was okay with it, but I was just like, okay, yay.
We Black get Mirror, it.
Horror movie.
Horror,
you know, but it didn't really do too much for me personally. But it wasn't horrible, but it was a horror flick. So I kind of
got you the gist know what of to the chest.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay, you know.
As a short horror film, I think this was wonderfully done. I think people give it an unfair expectation for being a Black Mirror episode. That they're like, but what... Is it Amazon? Who should we be afraid of, though?
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Everyone wants that twist at the end where we actually pull out and we realize that these dogs were initially designed to deliver packages.
Right.
And then their sentience got to a point where they decided the humans no longer needed to live. Like, we were all waiting for that twist, and I kind of like that they didn't give it to us.
I don't even need that much.
I need a story.
I just wanted to know what the dogs were about. Like, it doesn't even have to be a big thing where it's like... It's Amazon. It doesn't have to be like with the bees.
Because he was metal, like, so he's not eating people for survival. Why does he even really need to kill the people? Does he need the teddy bears? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
At some point, someone or something programmed all of those dogs, which seem to be rampant, to kill the humans or to kill some humans. We're not sure. I think that's all
you we... You think they were programmed? You don't think that they just developed sentience and decided that we were something that needed to be...
Or maybe it was some bad code.
It was kind of some bad code. But technically speaking, it would... I'm saying either humans programmed them to kill all the other humans in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or the sentience program reprogrammed itself to be like, well, robots win.
Yeah.
I think the first one. Because this is where we are heading militarily. And I think that's what they're getting at. And these look a lot like Boston Dynamic robots, which if you watch them on YouTube videos, they do the exact same motions and have the exact same range of motions. They just move at like 1/100th the speed of these dogs.
Okay.
I think the argument is that if we eventually get to a place where they can build these titanium dogs with a gun on one arm and they're this small and they can get anywhere and do anything.
We don't even need soldiers anymore.
Exactly. You don't need soldiers, and then if they're in the wrong hands and they're pretty much efficient, tiny killing machines,
they could be abused.
You could pretty much, in the hands of one rogue government, just take out all your dissidents.
So I would appreciate a clip of the government. I would appreciate a clip of the soldier or the person who did the bad programming being whatever. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked, I think for me, just more of a story to it instead of like, okay, they're rampant. And I appreciate that you have all the knowledge and you surmise that. So now you have made me enjoy this episode much better now that you've given me the backstory.
Also, Black Magic in our Black Magic 99 in our chat, they're probably security bots that went too far. Its hostility switch glitched out and it just decided to be on all the time. Like, that's a probability.
Yeah, you could almost even say it was a sequel to, it was last season, where it's the soldiers who take the drug that make them think everyone is like a monster.
Yeah, the grain, where they first used grains on soldiers.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the extension of that. But now they don't even need the soldiers.
They just have the dogs, and the dogs will just do it without thinking.
Yeah, the dogs will do their bidding, and then it takes out the ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I read into this in the first episode. I will knock down this episode a little by saying that narratively, if you made the characters a little more engaging, we wouldn't have these questions of who are these dogs and why are they are. I call it the Cars 2 theorem, because Cars 1 was so good that all these crazy questions you have about these sentient cars, you never asked until you watched Cars 2 and you're like, I'm not enjoying this movie. And now I have a bunch of questions about the cars. Are they asexual?
Yeah.
Are they bugs? Is this the Pixar theory? What is this?
We end up following Bella, and that's kind of ends up playing into a theme that Charlie Booker was like, oh, yeah, I didn't even really think about that, which I just now think he's a liar, because every episode so far has been female-driven, and this episode ends up being female-driven, the last episode ends up being female-driven, so for the most part. But we end up following Bella through this... we don't know town. It's village. A beach. Yeah. It's a coastal town. As she's being chased by this one dog. And there are some choices that she made that I guess worked. You know, getting out of the car in time, using her weight to get the car off the cliff, but ending up with a tracker, which was the first time I was like, oh, okay, that's something that they can do. Was cool and lish, and then having to dig out the tracker and stick it in the water bottle.
That was smart. I was like, why did she have to put it in there?
It was just a lot to handle, though, with that scene with her like digging, and I'm like, this is a lot for Black Mirror.
It was gross.
I kind of liked that. That added a little drama that I would have otherwise, you know, that woke me back up. I'll be honest.
You're like, oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm back in the game. I fell asleep so many times on this episode, and I was like, oh, I think I'm missing something. Let me go back. And then I'd be like, no, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, this Terminator dog is able to survive the car. The car doesn't explode either, which I thought was a bit strange.
But I think cars are supposed to explode. I totally loved that the dog couldn't climb the tree. That was like the one time I was like, woo, we doing big things now. Because I was like, you're in the tree. Yeah. Why can't he climb? Like, he doesn't have anything to claw the tree with. I mean,
arm had broken off.
Well, that arm was also a gun. So they designed it to have a gun so that if somebody were 12 feet in the air with a tree, they wouldn't design it to climb the tree. They'd design it to shoot the gun 20 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
So the lack of gun is what...
was why. Yeah.
Okay.
But so apparently, because it took me a second to realize what was happening, if they're... they need to... they can self-charge, I guess. That was kind of what was implied, because she kept throwing the candy down to wake it up so that it couldn't completely go back to full charge. And finally, when she threw the candy down, like 8 hours later, it didn't respond. Because it had to...
Because the battery... That didn't make any sense. Well, the battery was solar powered, but it could be run down.
Mm-hmm.
So what she would do is throw something at it every time so that it would get up,
mm-hmm.
run the battery down a little, then shut down, then shut, yeah. then turn on, okay. then shut down.
So over the night, it couldn't have the charge.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for the extra level, and because they're calling them dogs, I was really waiting for something they did not do, which was have the dog create a Pavlovian response, which is she throws a rock at it every 18th second.
Mm-hmm.
That eventually she doesn't have to throw the rock and the dog will wake up every 18th second.
Mm.
That felt really computer and fun. They didn't okay. do it. And it would have been kind of meta because it's a dog.
Yeah.
Pavlov had dogs. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
right. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that hard about it.
Well, but,
yeah.
at least she knew exactly what to do and how to handle the dog. So it must have been like, I mean, of course, anytime a human left, this must have been a frequent like encounter. That she was familiar
with. If that was the case, then I was surprised they ventured out unarmed. If this is something that you know is going to happen, it's like going out into a zombie-infested mm-hmm. world and not having a machete, at least, or a knife, or a bat, or, like, anything to be like, right. I have to be prepared because a zombie is going to attack me while I just try to go get some food. And that I think that was something that I kind of just found hard to believe. They just didn't... have any access to a gun, maybe, and that's why I said, like, I just want the world to be explained a little bit more, just even 30 seconds.
One line of,
you know,
it sucks Joel at the armory wouldn't give us a shotgun.
yeah.
That's one
right.
line.
Anything. Right, right. Just to kind of help me understand,
before they got their head blown off, somebody could have said something.
Yeah, like why something. Is this so hard, and, you know, what's the deal with the people, who are the people that they're... They live underground. What's happening? Tell me, like, what happened?
I guess that's probably the point, though, is to make us just come up with all these crazy scenarios of what if.
Good story,
right? Right. I was about to say, to me, then you're just like enjoying sort of the, you know, oh, she digs the knife in her thigh thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think you do need something a little bit to, you know, not everything, but a little bit to kind of. Get what the battle is about, at least for me. I would have preferred
just
that.
A little bit. You know, Star Wars did it.
I'll concede
in 30 seconds.
I'll concede to the point Scroll. That they didn't do it. They didn't need to give us all this information if they had done a better job of us genuinely caring if Bella lived or died.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you give me even just a little bit of backstory on Bella, you don't even have to explain the world. But if you give me an understanding of why I'm supposed to care about this woman alone, battling this dog. She doesn't have a shotgun. And then, okay, so let's just go ahead and keep going. So, like, because this is when I start to get pissed off. she finds this, like, mansion. And she finds a car. And then I'm like, okay, well, just go into the mansion. Like, just hide out in the mansion for a little bit. See if you can find any resources. Don't focus on the car. Finally goes into the car. The dog figures out by listening to her on her walkie-talkie. And I'm like, why are you on the walkie-talkie? Loud as hell outside. Like, why can't she just have this conversation once you go inside? And starts following her there. Anyways, so she finally gets into the house. And then she just takes her sweet-ass time. And I was like, why are you, like, having moments of, like, okay, if we're going to have her reflecting on the piano or life or whatever, I need to know why.
Mm.
If you're going to give that beat where she takes too long, I need to know why. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is a horror film. Move as quickly as possible.
Right.
Figure out what you need and get out. Like not sit there and have these, like, moments of wonder. And then when she decides that she's going to... when she goes into the bathroom,
she has to freshen up. So
that's
what I'm like.
She like washed her hands. I was like, no. What is this? What is this? Because I don't know. How'd you guys feel about that? I started to get increasingly angry the more that scene went on.
I think somewhere in the script, her taking a shotgun from a corpse that had shot themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Was powerful enough to make her wander around this house and take a moment.
She did that after, though.
then I'm...
Or,
then,
no, she got the shotgun after she'd wandered.
Then I got nothing. Exactly. I don't know. Or she was looking for car keys. Like, that was kind she of was. It. This was kind of a video game. I think this is also part of... Like, I'm not saying this was perfect, yeah. but part of my problem narratively was this kind of felt very video gamey.
Yeah.
Where it was like, and then go into this house and look for the keys.
Because you know everything is safe in this moment.
Get the shotgun yeah. and wait for the next cutscene.
Yeah.
See, to me, at this point, I'm like, yeah, this is a Black Mirror high-budget horror film. And that is mm-hmm. how women in horror films are. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta wash my hair. I don't know, just random yeah. stuff. And you're like, do you know the monster?
Yeah, it's always like, run! What are you doing? Jason
is coming. Why are you wearing heels? It's stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, at this point, I'm just like, oh, okay, you know, whatever.
Like, bandage yourself up real fast, or don't even bandage yourself up. You got the keys. Go in there, find some stuff to bandage yourself up with, grab it, fill a bottle with water, and book it. And then when she gets into the car, obviously there's no gas, because obviously this dude's been dead for...
That's how it goes.
...long enough mm-hmm. that there would be no gas in the
yes,
car.
Yes, this is what happened in every horror movie
and
ever.
And she doesn't turn the radio off, so the radio's just blaring the song, and she doesn't do anything about it. And she just kind of, like, feels sad for herself.
Maybe she wants to die, I think.
I don't think she... I think she's just frazzled in this whole moment.
I can't... Like, I'm
I think that's more that.
I don't know about you, but if I live in a post-apocalyptic world, I think I kind of have to figure out how to take on a single dog. Like, I don't know.
I don't...
Am I crazy? Like why didn't they have masks? If they know this is something that they can do. Why are these people so dumb in this post-apocalyptic world? This is what I want to know.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they've been trapped underground. They don't know better.
Well, they knew enough to be scared of something from the beginning. Like, they knew enough that they were in danger to avoid whatever, like, the dog before they even knew it was a
yeah,
dog.
Yeah,
you know?
They, yeah.
They knew what was up, but they just, like, I don't know. They're not making any effort to just, like, skate by, like, just survive.
It seems to me they've never actually interacted with these dogs before.
But they know what they are.
I know.
Because the moment that dog pops up, the look on that guy's face was, like, sheer terror. When she saw it, she started to run. When he got shrapneled in the face, mm-hmm. he was telling her to run. So they all know what it is.
Yeah, and they were being super conscious and quiet not to, like, disturb it.
Exactly. And they also knew that it wasn't worth it to even be out there, but they felt some type of moral obligation to do this. Anyways, okay, so I'm sorry. We're backtracking because I got frustrated. Anyways, so the dog comes, chases her into the house. She's got the shotgun, and she does a really smart move when she throws paint on the dog. But why in that moment does she not go ahead and shoot the dog? Does she waiting? Oh, she was waiting to set it up to get to the car, right? Because then the dog comes out, follows the music, and, like, stabs the speaker. And yeah. then when it comes to the second one, she shoots it in the head. And then she shoots it again.
So did she know that was going to attract it? Like, she was baiting it?
Yeah, I think that's what she was. I think she was baiting it with the music. I felt like when she first threw the paint at the dog, she wasn't, like, especially with a shotgun, you have mm-hmm. to be, like, locked, loaded. That's a lot to kind of coordinate, and then the dog is here with the paint, and then the dog had the knife, which I thought was so cool. I was like, he's getting a knife. Go ahead, dog. Okay, so the dog had the knife. So I kind of let her slide on that one, because mm-hmm. I was like, you have to coordinate the bucket and the shotgun. Like, she probably would have missed, and he would have stabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
So I let her go on that one, and then... yeah, I mean, I was finally glad. I thought the part with the music was cute. Like, finally she's getting it together after yeah. she hasn't showered and everything. Now she's like, or now there's urgency.
She's
so I do like
refreshed
that.
And ready
right?
to,
she's like,
battle.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna trick him and really kill him now. Since there's no gas, I might as well do that. So
she finally gets the sucker, shoots him, shotgun blast twice in the head. And then after he's dead, someone's saying something?
They're all talking about they're all ahead of us.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Shoots out the shrapnel again, hits her in the cheek with the tracker, and then she gets into the bathroom, discovers it's got her neck. And I guess, I mean, really, there is no way to get that out without killing yourself.
That's what's up in the chat. A lot yeah. of people in the chat are saying, well, was it barbed? We don't know if it was barbed. She could have tried. Maybe,
she did try. That's yeah, like the last shot is her trying to take it out.
I don't know, but this because then there's, I guess there's a lot of talk of ambiguity. that perhaps she did get it out and we didn't follow that part of the story. You guys are convincing me more and more that I'm not super satisfied with this episode.
So that's when we first see that there's more than one dog.
Yeah, and at that point, I was like, okay, yeah, go kill yourself. Who's going to try to kill all these 50 dogs coming after you, and you've got the tracker in your neck?
I had to presume there was more than one dog.
But we didn't know.
But immediately once that dog dies and the tracker's been dispersed, the other dogs come. And you would think once he dispersed the first tracker, there'd be more to come. Maybe I don't know. Maybe the dogs are very cocky about what they can handle. But two dogs came to the aid of that dog, and then we see other dogs coming in, scoping out the warehouse, and then that's when the reveal happens, where they were just coming to get the white teddy bear, and she's kind of revealed that Jack is like a dying boy,
right?
And Mark is her husband or lover, and Allison I think was the mother of Jack,
right?
So we get all this, and I was kind of like, okay.
and that's that.
I mean, I don't blame you. I'm like, if I had to dig a knife in my thigh and go and lose all of my friends for a teddy bear, I might kill myself.
Well, at that point, you know you're going to die anyway. So it's either like, let me be scared and run around until someone catches me, or I just put myself out of misery right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think, there is something about dying at your own hands that, you know, as opposed to this rabid metal dog.
I'd rather have a shotgun blast to the head. It's quick and instant than, like, me suffering as I pull out a tracker out of my neck.
Very true.
Yeah. Just saying.
I mean, she could have, a bullet to the head would have also done the same thing.
Quickly and efficiently.
Yeah. Just run out to the dogs and let them have her.
It was a very simple episode. I'll give it that. And I'll try and say that as kindly. Like, it's very simplistic. It was nicely shot.
I definitely liked the footage with the paint from the dog's perspective. Mm-hmm. I really liked. There were some things definitely with the cinematography that I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I liked that it was in black and white. I was totally okay with that. I mean, it was a horror movie, so it was all right.
Yeah, the murderous episodes this season just aren't doing it for me, you know?
I'm trying my best to defend this one, I can say it this way, it does not hold up to scrutiny. And this being the show, and Jazz 41173 in the chat mentioned that it's not supposed to be dissected in the pieces, just to entertain you. The only problem is Black Mirror as a show is kind of meant
to be dissected.
So, like, to say that this episode doesn't hold up to scrutiny is kind of the problem. Because it's a Black Mirror episode. Like, Black Mirror episodes, of a lot of things, should be held up to scrutiny.
It'd be different if we were, like, reviewing, like, The Big Bang Theory. You know, I mean, that's like, who cares? Yeah, I guess it's
also fun. Doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
Doesn't hold up to scrutiny. But with Black Mirror, you know, there's always a commentary about who we become and who we are. I mean, even from season one, the very last episode of season one, where they're talking about just like the blue bear that
the election. I loved
the
that. Yeah,
Waldo. And so it's kind of like, you know, when that episode came out, and then when the U.S. election happened, everyone was talking about that episode and just talking about like, oh my god, this feels just like that episode of Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. So it's usually pretty relevant, and I just feel like they kind of dropped the ball by not giving us 30 seconds to 5 minutes of just some type of information.
A flashback to them at that camp.
Flashback, anything.
A flash forward to that kid really just wants a bear. Like, that kid's suffering. That kid has tracker. Like,
yeah, if you tell me anything, if you tie it into a previous episode, then you're just giving me a reason to care about the episode. But if you don't do any of that, then I'm just kind of like, what am I here for? Okay, it's pretty.
I ultimately enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
But I can't defend it.
Yeah. It was enjoyable as, like, entertainment. But I always look to Black Mirror as, like, a take on reality. Exactly. I love realizing, like, oh, shit, this is actually happening. Or I can see this actually happening. And there wasn't something that I could really draw from this that I could appreciate in that way. However, it was nicely done as, like, a piece of art.
Yeah, and I think because it was the previous episode had such a commentary about society, and the last episode has such a commentary about society, that it just felt out of place. Maybe if it were Maybe if it were the first episode, you can kind of just, or even the second episode, mm-hmm. you can kind of just like glaze over it. But for it to be the basic penultimate episode, mm-hmm. it's kind of like,
mm. Yeah, for me, I'm not a big, like, I like horror movies mm-hmm. A little bit when I was younger. But for me, like, I like thrillers. I like to have a story. I like to know why I care about this character, why I hate the other character. Mm-hmm. Like, I need that. And mm-hmm. so for me, it was a little disappointing. I like to look at Black Mirror as like a modern day Twilight Zone. And exactly. it does make some sort of commentary on something.
Yeah.
And but as far as horror movies go, I was scared, you know, and it was scary. And it had some dimensions that were shot really well. Mm-hmm. So I think as a horror flick, I liked it. As a Black Mirror episode, not so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I am. I still very much enjoyed it. Like, if one of you had sent me this link and just be like, yo, I just made this short film, I'd be telling you about how awesome your short film was.
Yeah, because yeah. we haven't made several series on Netflix for millions of dollars, and that would be amazing. I would be very proud of this had I filmed it myself. I will put that out there. I'll let them know.
That is true. Sure. It would be a great short film
yes.
from a company that had never made anything else before.
Thank you. That you on your own personal YouTube channel, this would have been marvelous.
Vimeo. Nice Vimeo episode. Nice little, you know, Sundance short.
Also, I hope to never live in a world where this is relatable and scary. I think part of what makes this completely unrelatable to us is that the robots we see from Boston Dynamics move at 1/100th speed, mm-hmm. and drones we don't really see or hear unless they get close enough. That mm-hmm. we still live in kind of a bubble where we don't understand how close all this autonomous death is to us.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to never live in a world where I know how close the autonomous death is.
If they were drones, I think it would have been a much more successful episode. I mean, she would have been dead immediately. But regardless, I think that would have been something that, because that's kind of like a unspoken fear for a lot of people. Is right. that one day they'll wake up and drones will just be like shooting up their house.
Also, I'll pitch you an episode right now. And it's pretty close to real life. A drone pilot. Or it's kind of like the Robin Williams Toys movie. So essentially, mm-hmm. a bunch of kids are playing a game, but they're actually controlling drones in another country.
Yep.
And fighting a war. Mm. Take it. Ideas are cheap.
I was going to say, I think that was an NCIS episode I just saw the other night. I'll tell you the truth. He's like, oh, I didn't shoot it. I've been hacked. Yeah. So yeah, actually, I did just see that.
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Yeah. All right. Well, I think I don't have anything else to say about
it. We definitely covered it.
All right, that wraps up this episode of the Black Mirror After Show and After Buzz TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Where can everyone find everyone?
You guys can hit me up at @TheReal_O_G.
You guys can find me at Erica D. Edwards, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And you guys find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman, that is KAUFMANN.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrienne Snow. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, we'll see you in like 2 minutes for the season finale.
All right. Peace out, people.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.